Blog Talk Radio.
And we do honor this woman, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. We appreciate her very much. And to all of you on the prayer line, and to the members of Amazing Grace International, that's the church that we pastor. And thank you. That's in Kansas City, Kansas. Thank you for coming from all over the world on the blog line, and as well as the First Fruits Prayer Line. We do appreciate your presence. We recognize that you are a leader and that you are a busy person. But you did right, that is, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Make God first. You're on the right track when you do that. He'll bless you bountifully. And you position yourself to receiving a special blessing from the Lord. God bless you. We just want to thank God for what he's done and for what he did over the weekend. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. And I just praise God for, you know, just blessing us in such a great, great way. I am here again with my mother, Mother Ellie Johnson. I tell you, cherish your mother while she's with you. And I do thank God for her. Amen. God is blessing in such a great, great, great way. When I was on the line on last Friday, amen, I was telling you about the 11 characteristics of a pitiful leader, a pitiful leader. And I hope to finish it today. Please indulge me and allow me to finish it on tomorrow, if you will, on tomorrow. I don't want to wake my mother here, and I hope you understand. But I will do it tomorrow. If I have to go out in the hallway, we will do that tomorrow. God bless you so much. I do want to hear about your weekend and any praise reports that we have. Has the Lord been good to you? Did he make a way for you? Did he do something spectacular for you over the weekend? If so, let us hear about it. And let me just define this spectacular. It could be that he woke you up this morning. And he did. That was spectacular. Oh, my God. You ought to be shouting and praising God like never before. Oh, my God. Let me go to you, get ready to give you a praise report. I want to hear it. I really want to hear it. See what God has done for you. The characteristics of a pitiful leader, one of them is that they are not having compassion on the people. In other words, they don't care nothing about you. All they care about is themselves. But we do care about you. And I want to hear what happened for you and to you over the weekend. Amen. If not just the weekend, but you can tell the testimony of what happened to you 20 years ago. But just give us the glory of God. In other words, keep it to the glory of God, what God did for you. All right. I wonder who is the first one who has a praise report for the Lord. I will try my best to be the first one. I'm just trying to have compassion on you and let you go first. Amen. But who is the first one to have a mighty praise report from the Lord? If so, when I say the line is open to you, jump in there and speak in the name of Jesus. The line is open to you. Who is the first one?
God bless you. This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina Hodges, and I thank God for another day that he allowed us to see. I thank him for the wonderful time that we had at Amazing Grace yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon. Yesterday morning, our service just started in Sunday school. The Lord bless Sister Jerry to return to church on yesterday, and the praises went up in Sunday school. The Lord met us there, and the service was uphill from that point on. We had a wonderful time at our building fund rally on yesterday also, and I thank God for that. You all be blessed.
God bless you, and thank you so much. All right, someone else have a praise report of what God did. The line is open to you. Anyone?
This
All right.
The
Praise the Lord.
Linda, I heard you. All right, Mother Johnson. Sister Linda was in there giving her. Go ahead, Sister Linda.
Okay. I just want to thank God for our service yesterday. We was blessed in the word of God, and we just had a glorious time, and I just thank the Lord for what he's doing and how he just keep blessing us and everything. And I just, you know, just thank him. And I thank you, Dr. Johnson, and your wife and Mother Johnson. I love y'all. And I just like the way that you break the word down to us where we can understand it. Hallelujah. I get so much out of that. And I just want you to know that you just keep on telling us and, you know, and teaching the word. I just like the way that you explain it and teach it to us.
Thank you so much. And that's Sister Linda from Utah.
Yes.
And out there trying to save the Mormons.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you. Well, thank you so much, Sister Linda. I'll be speaking. Let me hold off today. I'll speak tomorrow. The Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you. Everybody needs to be encouraged, and I want to thank you, Sister Linda, for that encouragement. Bless me so much. Thank you. All right, somebody else with a praise report, Mother Johnson. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. I just thank you, praise God, for another day, Monday in April. And I just thank and praise God for the prayer line. Thank and praise God for you, Dr. Johnson, and everybody on the prayer line. I just thank and praise God for health and strength. And just thank and praise God for being so good and so kind, even though we don't deserve it. But he's just good. He's good all the time. And I just thank and praise God. When we do bad, he don't hold it against us. He just keep on loving us anyhow. And I just thank and praise God for that, because you can't find nobody else would love you like Jesus loved you. And I just love him. I love him. I love him. And I just thank God for his goodness. Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank God. This is Mother Digby from Chicago. I thank the Lord, giving honor to Dr. Johnson, to all the members, all the people on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for that. On 2 weeks ago, our pastor had preached, and after he preached, he sat down and he had a heart attack. But God blessed and spared his life. The prophecy had went forth before. He preached the prophecy had went forth of death. And goodbye, God had said goodbye, and God had spoken. But God blessed. He had this heart attack, and God blessed. He was able to be back at church on yesterday, looking good, looked like nothing had never happened to him. And I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness, how God is such a good God, how he spared his life, and how he just blessed and keeping us going. And I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness and for everyone on the prayer line. And for you, Dr. Johnson, I thank the Lord for this prayer line. It's such an inspiration to me.
Yes,
wonderful. Mother Digby, it's good to hear your voice. And thank you for all the support that you've sent to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Community. Thank you so very much. And to all of you who've been supporting so much, Mother Britt, she's been such a blessing to our convention. Amen. Some of you help us mightily, and I want to thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Somebody else have a praise report? I want to hear it. The line is open to you. Who else has one? What has God done for you?
This is Sister Lucille.
Sister who?
Sister Lucille.
Hey, Sister Lucille.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, all the saints on the prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the service that we had on yesterday. I wanted to come home, because yesterday was my son's birthday, but I thank the Lord that I stayed. I really enjoyed the service. I thank the Lord for the blessing that I received on yesterday, and I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. What a blessing. All right, anyone else have a praise report? Has God been good to you? Tell it. Tell the deeds of the Lord. Amen. All right. I want to thank.
This is Mother Britt. God bless you.
Mother Britt. God bless you. Well, you, we can hear you at one time. Yeah, we can hear you now, Mother Britt. Stay right there. Oh, no, it went back real low.
The phone check. But anyway, I just thank God. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, Mother.
All
right, then.
Well, God bless you.
Oh, went back down again.
All right, then. Well, let me. Well, I won't do it another day then, because I don't know what's wrong with the phone.
All right. Well, we can hear you now, Mother. Go ahead.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. All right.
We'll try it another time, okay?
All right, Mother, and God bless you.
My family in prayer.
All right, we will, Mother.
All right, then.
Yeah, I want to just tell you, on yesterday at our church, Amazing Grace, it was off the chain, I tell you. We got there and heard people just shouting all around the church everywhere. I mean, they were going in, and I was wondering, Lord, what is going on here? People shouting at 9 o'clock in the morning like this, and they just shout and praise Him. Sister Jerry had made it and came in from the hospital, and she was true to her word. She said when she came in the church, she was going to come in praising the Lord. And she came in praising the Lord as never before. I looked around, and people were just shouting, and oh, my God, various ones were shouting and praising God. I just couldn't stay back there where I was. I had to come out there and see what was happening. And saw Sister Jerry just praising God. My God. You don't know what it is to have legs to walk. Legs, you cannot move them. That will, when God gives you the mobility and activities of your limbs, it will make you shout.
Yes.
You don't know what it is. I went to the hospital some time ago, and there was a woman who wasn't able to speak. Amen. When God gave her speech back, and she began to praise God as never before. It's something when you can't see, and finally God gives you your sight back, and you begin to see, you'll praise Him. Something when you can't hear, and everybody else around you can hear everything, and you cannot hear, then all of a sudden God gives you your hearing back. He has a way to help you to praise Him. Psalm 102 says we were created to praise Him. And that's what we ought to do at all times. Praise ye the Lord. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. And you can't thank Him. If you think you can't thank Him when you're going through a storm, look around. There's somebody whose storm is much worse than yours. And you ought to give Him praise. So at Amazing Grace, I mean, they were just shouting everywhere. Then I preached this message yesterday, part four or five, of how to recognize the real voice from God. Got to bring that to you all, because you need that. You need it. Amen. And the Lord bless us. We took in one yesterday, a young man, oh my God, who wanted to live for the Lord, be a member of Amazing Grace. And then on yesterday afternoon, Bishop Irving Sims, who had just had a major surgery, the doctor cut his chest straight down the middle and opened up his whole chest and took out a mass out of his chest. And thank God, he is delivered, set free, and he is great. Yesterday he preached, amen. And then afterwards, thank God, we were able to have a wonderful offering for our building fund. And they raised $5,000 yesterday. God was blessing and so good to us. We just want to give Him the glory. All the praise and adoration goes to Him. Thank God for all of you who made it possible. Pastor, we have a pastor who has come and joined our church. He had been pastor about 35 years. And looked around for a church home and for someone to be his pastor. And I was so honored when he chose me, chose Amazing Grace. And he put on that building fund effort yesterday and raised $5,000. So we had a great day. Of course, I had to share. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm interested in hearing other praise reports if you got them. Just talking until you get your thoughts together. But I'm waiting on you. Praise reports. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Good morning. God bless you. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Just want to thank God. God, thank God for another day. Thanking God for a weekend. Lord, bless us to be in revival on this weekend. And hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for the souls. There were at least 7 or 8 souls that got saved. 2 or 3 gave their lives, rededicated their lives to God, and the rest of them got saved. And I thank God because the children led the way. The children were the ones that were getting up in the prayer line, and they kept coming through. And I thought, I said, Lord, is this line really this long? But the children wanted to be blessed. And I just thought, I said, oh, my God, the children are hungry and thirsty after the word of God. And when it was over with, all the youth, they was like, can we talk? Can we talk for a while? They had questions they wanted to ask. And I'm introducing them to the youth prayer line so that they will be able to get the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding that we are teaching about. And some of the questions they were asking dealt with the things that we have gone over on the youth prayer line. So I'm thanking God for the prayer line. And the pastor had gotten up and said, you can't find this level of anointing anywhere. And I thank God because it's from the prayer line, that being able to have someone to pray with you, pray for you every single day and every single night. So God bless everyone on the prayer line. I love you and I praise the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right. Anyone else? You got a praise report?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington here. I keep hearing this spirit, God's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. I find no fault in him. He's been good.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Yes, he has been what I call multitudinously good. Yeah, he has really been so good. My God. Anybody else with a praise report? Jump in there and give your praise report. Anybody else? What has God done for you? He has been good.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody else with a praise report? He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. You want to give him a praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Charlotte Gray, 816. My praise report this morning is my son. I had asked for prayer on Friday. He had stopped the truck at work. He says he is doing better, but I am desiring prayer for him. He's 24 years old as well. But he did fall on some ice up in Omaha on the back of the truck, and he is in therapy. So you can only hear over the phone what a child is telling you. So, but my prayer support is out of his own mouth. He said he is doing well, so I am thanking God for keeping him. That is my praise report. Yet again, God came through and saved the day. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Sister Charlotte Gray. All right. Anybody else with the praise report? The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, Sister Cassidy, here in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know it's cold up there. Amen.
It's been pretty nice. It's been pretty nice. I'm not intimidated at all by people who are thinking that we have snow all the time. We've been having brown. I mean, we don't have any snow, and I am praying for the East Coast and Illinois and whatnot that have been suffering with that type of thing, but Minnesota didn't get no snow ever since November. We haven't had much snow, maybe about 20, 20 inches the whole way for 4 months. So I do thank and praise God for that because lives are lost a lot doing that and a lot of things happen. So God has smiled upon us and given us favor in that. And I do thank and praise God who is the head of my life this morning and every day and every minute. I thank him because he has just given us favor in my family. And I thank and praise him how good he is and how he has blessed our church and how he has blessed the members. And I just thank and praise God for the prayer line here and Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson and her testimony. I just thank and praise God for all of his goodness, for the testimonies I hear every morning here. And I love all of you all with the love of God. God bless you today.
God bless you, and we love you too. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right, we have another praise report here.
Good morning. Good morning, every one of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm still in the hospital. I'm still in the rehab, but the Lord has been good to me, taking good care of me. I thank God because the Lord is blessing me, and you don't leave. He never leave me alone, so he haven't left me yet. I just praise God because my family is taking good care of me. And I tell you, the Lord is just blessing. And I'm saying keep you in your prayers because God is in the blessing business, and he's blessing me every day. I just praise God, and I'd be glad to come home, go home. So keep me in your prayers. God bless you. Bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. All right, wonderful, wonderful. All right. Somebody else with a praise report? Tell them the goodness of Jesus. What has the Lord done for you, or what is he doing for you? The line is open to you. Anyone else with a praise report, speak up, jump in there. All right, God bless you. God bless you. Wish I was at my board, I'd just call on a few people. Ambassador Hagan, I'd like to get a praise report from you this morning. What has God done for you? Ambassador Stern, I'd like to get a praise report from you. Amen. All right. If he's been good, somebody else jump in there and tell your testimony. What the Lord has done. Anybody else? Ambassador-elect Stith, if you're there.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Ambassador-elect Stith. I give honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith this morning. Saints of God, he is. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. He is my divine healing this morning. He is the way out of no way this morning. He has already ordered my steps this morning, and I've already got up, and I'm still praising God for what he's going to do, because every day brings its own problems, but I'm reminded in the Word that every day his mercies are new, so I thank him once again in advance for the new mercies and the new grace today. Hallelujah. Chief, I give honor to you and to all that's on the line. The floor has already been addressed, and I am so humbled and so grateful for just $5 to put gas in my car this morning. I thank him for my lunch money today. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I thank him how he already rebuked the devourer on the highway to keep me from having an accident and anybody else that's on that same highway. I praise God for spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, be to God. I woke up this morning opening up my mouth and giving him praise because he says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you, and I am thankful. Over in Haiti, what they say for thank you, they say mercy. Mercy, mercy means the same thing as thank you. So I just magnify him. Oh, my. I wrap my arms around him and tell him I love him. Hallelujah. I just want him to hear my voice this morning saying, you are greater, you are sweeter than anything I can even imagine. Hallelujah. Thank you for the clothes that's on my back, my help. Those are clothes that I'm talking about. I thank him. Hallelujah. God bless
you.
I thank him because he's just overflowing. He's just putting it out there, and you just have to put your cups up and say, here it is, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. That was Ambassador-elect Gail Stitt. My. The fire is burning there in Arkansas and all around the world. The fire is burning. God bless you. All right, others who want to give a praise report, I'm still receiving those praise reports. Well, we got time for you.
Good morning to my chief ambassador, Dr.
Good morning.
Son, praise the Lord, to Mother Johnson, to Ambassador Lady Betty, to all of the saints of God on the prayer line. Yes, I'm still here alive, and I tell you, we had an awesome time all weekend. There is never a time I enter into the house of the Lord that the Spirit of the Lord doesn't dwell within me, because I go with anticipation, and I get just what I want, and I got just what I wanted from the Lord, and I praise Him this morning. I tell you, that's why I'm so tired this morning from praising Him in the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. I never cease not to have a good time in the presence of the Lord. And I do bring a praise report all the way from North Chicago, Waukegan, Illinois, to let you know that God is still moving in a miraculous way. And I still know that He's doing miracles like you never seen in 2015. And I thank him. We had a good praise on the blog live last night. I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I give honor to the Lord on this morning, and to let you know that to God be the glory. God bless you, Chief Ambassador.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. It was wonderful. Amen. And we plan to be back on the blog line tonight again. Those who would want to join us for 1,000 thank yous, sending them up to our God. Join us on the blog line tonight at 9 p.m. You can call 646-595-2035. That's 646-595-2035. We appreciate you and would love to have your presence to help us give God 1,000 thank yous. He positions you to receive miracles from the Lord. God bless you. All right, somebody else, the Lord woke you up this morning and started you on your way.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Chief International Ambassador. This is
God
Ambassador.
Bless you.
God bless you. Mm. Oh, I give honor to the presence of the Lord, and I do honor our chief and honor Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Evelyn Johnson, to glory to God, to all of the ambassadors-elect, bishops, to all the broadcasters, to the entire family of God that's listening right now. To God be the glory. I'll tell you, this whole month has just been, oh, my God, awesome and off of the chain. And God has granted so many favors. I call it the Super Bowl of miracles, miracles like you've never seen in 2015. Oh, my Lord, it's been incredible. I'll tell you, it started off with our invitation to Elevation Service, and there, I know you would be such a favor extended to us, and it was. Many had to wait in line, but for somehow or another, we were favored, and we were brought to the front of the line. Glory be to God with special, oh, my Lord, special services and special accolades bestowed upon us that we were not even looking forward to. God certainly favored us throughout the entire ceremony, throughout the entire feast. Then we were invited to another great happening with another great apostle. And there was favor there. The honoree came down from their seat of honor and said, look, I want to give you a special tour of our brand new facilities of what God has done. And I was like, oh, no, you're the honoree. Stay where you are. The people honor you. And they were just so grateful that we were there. And they said, don't worry. And they did. They took out time from being honored and gave us a special tour of all the facility. And I'm telling you, it was quite exquisite. You just wouldn't believe that, oh, my God, that God would favor his people in such a, my God, gracious way. And I thank God. It was just, oh, my God, off of the chain. It was a Super Bowl of miracles. Wow, I don't have the time to just tell it all, but to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And thank you so much for allowing the opportunity to just try to share. God bless you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. And while you're there, why don't you give us a station identification?
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, that was our clue right there. Hallelujah. I might start talking and you may not hear me anymore, but this is, we're being heard literally all over the world. We're being heard in Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, France, Germany, Russia. Oh, my God, just basically literally all over the world. And that little clue that you heard was a clue for us to take a station break. We have a lot of sponsors that are in the background, and this is the time that they appeal to all of our listeners, in other words, so that, thank you, Jesus. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Lord, please, please, please don't do it without me. Please, Lord, don't do it without me. So if that's your desire and if that's your prayer, then you will want to be a part of that and come and be with us, amen, in Jacksonville, Arkansas, Little Rock. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm going to ask you all, if you would, get ready to give your prayer request and then get whatever you are asking God for. We want to pray for it. Amen. Your son unsaved, we want to pray for him. Your daughter, we want to pray for them. Amen. And so many prayer requests. We're going to honor those requests. Some of you who can take these down, if you do it and you're ready to pray for us, we'd appreciate it. Amen. We didn't have any. Well, anyway, you understand. All right. The prayer line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, let it come forth. The line is open to you now. Who's the first one? You have a prayer request. Anybody?
This is Sister Gwen, St. Louis, 314.
Mm-hmm.
I have unspoken prayer request, please, Sister Gwen.
All right, unspoken. God bless you. All right, someone else. Somebody by the phone, and you're moving something by the phone that's being heard. So if you would mute your line, just press mute, and we won't hear that. All right? Someone else have a prayer request this morning? The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Charlotte, 816. I do want to put my son, Christopher, few on the prayer request list this morning, and my son, Angelo Gray. Please. Thank you.
So Angelo and Christopher. All right. God bless you. Anyone else have a prayer request? We want to pray for you. Pray for your needs.
Yes, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, I'd like to pray for the Leonard family, Leonard Parker. He had a stroke, and I was the foster parent to his twins and another daughter for about 6.5 years. And so Diamond and Demetrius were with me over the weekend. And so I truly want to pray for Diamond because I think she's picking up that bipolar spirit of her sister. So mm-hmm. I would like to pray for Diamond and Demetrius. And DCFS has talked to them for 4 times, I think, within the last 2 weeks. So we want to pray for that family and that God's will be done in that family, and also an unspoken for myself.
All right. That's Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Am I correct?
Yes, in Crete, Illinois. Praise God.
All right. God bless you. We get
God
prayer
bless
for
you.
That. Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Dr. Claire. This is Evangelist Harrio. And just want to pray for healing in my body. I've got a lot of spiritual attacks to my body mm-hmm. right now. My back went out, and it's just a lot of things going on in my physical body. So I like prayer for that. And just getting back closer to the Lord like I used to, really just spending a lot of time in the Word. Like, it's kind of like getting back on track again. So that's my prayer. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And give me your name again.
Evangelist Harrell.
Harrell. And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Nothing, Georgia. All right, Evangelist Harrell.
Yeah.
All right.
What's her name? Apostle. Minister Palmer, Evangelist Palmer, gave me the number to call to get on the offline.
All right. Well, give her a mind of all. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Mother Duncan calling. Amen.
Mother Duncan, good to hear from you.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. I'm requesting prayer this morning for, amen, a friend of mine. We were co-workers, amen, for a long time. Her mom passed, and the home-going service is going to be on this week. The last name is Ashford. And we are asking that you pray for that family. Amen. I've been asked to take part in the home-going service and remember them in prayer. Amen. Pray for peace among, amen, the family members, the sisters and the brothers. Amen. I know that God is able, and I'm asking that you pray with me for them. Amen. As we do the home-going service on this week. Amen. God bless you. Remember me. Remember me. Amen.
Absolutely. We'll get prayer for that for sure. Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else there? Someone else there?
Mother Johnson, Baptist. Just asking you all to pray for my church family, Pastor Gina, and just pray that the Lord will lead and guide us in the right direction. And just pray for my family and pray for Pastor Tony and her church house.
All right, Mother Willie Johnson. God bless you. We certainly will get prayer for you. Is there
Mother
someone?
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead, Mother Digby. Go ahead.
Digby Unspoken.
All right, Mother Digby.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for myself. I keep having these dizzy, feeling dizzy off and on, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me and continue to pray for my children.
All right, Sister Lucille. Yes, we will. All right. I think maybe we could take one more, maybe two.
Ambassador, Chief Johnson, this is Charlotte again. Since Sister Gina brought up about the convention, let me add on there about that $10,000 for the first fruit so we can combine that in for prayer today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We certainly will.
Mother Digby again. I've been missing Sister Squaggin and Sister Aisha.
All right.
Caroline, haven't heard them in a while.
Yeah, Sister Juanita Scroggins. Yeah.
No, Sister, I think Juanita Scroggins and Sister Aisha. I can't remember.
Maisha.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her last name. She got married, and I haven't heard from her in a good while.
Yes. Thank you for asking about both of them. All right, let's pray for both of them. Sister Maisha as well as Sister Juanita. We need a Scroggins. All right, is there anyone else?
Yes.
Take
good
one
morning.
More.
Good morning, good everyone.
Morning. Good morning.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm asking prayer, please, Dr. Johnson. I'm working with two realtors, and they haven't found the house yet, but I'm trusting and believing in God and also a vehicle. And the other vehicle that I had, it was giving me problems, but I'm trusting and believing in God. God knows the right house and also the right vehicle for me. Thank you.
And that's Sister Jennifer out of New York.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I think we're about ready to pray. If there's anyone on the line who wants to pray this morning, the line is open to you. Let me jump in there and pray for the people, if you will. I will close. All right. Is there anyone? All right. I hear somebody trying to come through.
All Dr. Right. Johnson, I'll pray. Amen.
Who is
Father,
that?
Brother Duncan. Amen.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, O God, for this another day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for who you are, God, knowing that all power is in your hand. And, Lord, there is nothing too hard for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you hear, you know, and you see all about us, know every situation.
You know what we are going through with. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up these prayer requests to you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you're able. You said in your word, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for God? Lord, there is nothing too hard for you. No matter what our problem is, what our situation is, oh God, you're able to heal it. You're able to deliver it. You're able to bring us through it, Lord. And we are dependent on you because you are, Lord, our hope. You are, Lord, the one that's in control. Lord, you are the one who have all power in your hand. And we believe you, Lord. We're trusting in your holy word. You told us to ask, and it shall be given, oh God. And you said, seek, and we'll find it. And, Lord, we're looking to you because you are the author, and you are the finisher of our faith.
Yes,
and we
want
to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing even now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you now.